Yeah, okay, it's working.
Normal link.
What?
The regular link.
The regular link, yeah. Yeah, I mean, people are there. I see guys are there. Okay, so I forgot about the Q&A, but I saw there was... where's the document? How was that sent? Why do I say Shira YU and not at the different yeshiva like BMG or Ner Yisrael? It's like asking somebody why is he a lawyer at one firm and not another firm? That's where he got the job. Does it pay better? I'm not so sure that it pays better, but yeah, you don't let you choose. It's just how life works out. I mean, not that I'm unhappy. I'm very happy, but. Wasn't like somebody asked me, do I want to be Rashiv in BMG or do I want to be Rashiv in YU or Ner Yisrael? And then you like, take your pick. Curtain number one, curtain number two. Okay, this is a straightforward one. To what extent do we attempt to be Miyashiv Stiris in Taisvus throughout Shas? And to what extent do we assume that they were arguing? Similarly by Rashi, to what extent do we assume that Rashi is explaining local Pshat? And to what extent do we assume Rashi is giving a Shas encompassing Perush? So these are two different questions. Rashi is one story and Taisus is a different story entirely. Rashi, we have a lot of times stiris in Rashi, from one Masechta to another. And but Derech Klal, we don't trouble our head about it too much because there's two. I mean, it's a fact. There are stiris in Rashi throughout Shas. Could have the same sugi even, or a parallel sugi, and in one place Rashi is mefarish it one way, and in the other place is mefarish it the other way. And we assume one of two things: either that in each place Rashi gives the pshat that he thinks works out better over there, it's a little bit strange, or that it represents different maduras of Rashi. We know that Rashi went through many different maduras, and Rashi wasn't coming from a blank slate either. Rashi was working off of other kuntresim that had been written earlier. Taisus Pirsha Kuntras. Rashi wasn't the first person to write Kuntras. Rashi was coming from a whole school. We could say that it came to a culmination in Rashi. After that, they stopped writing Kuntras and they started writing Taisus, which is Hesophus and Rashi. So Rashi wasn't coming from nowhere, and Rashi himself went through various Maduras as he worked it through. So some it represents different Maduras. In Baba Kama, those who were here, was anybody here Baba Kama's man? Baba Kama's man, in Baba Kama, we have the Frankel, and Baba Vashi also does a Frankel. So they had, but they had their Shinui Gersois. Frankel had Shinui Gersois. There was one sugi we did in Ketzer Regel where they had all the additions, a lot of additions of Rashi. And you could see there were steers in Rashi within the sugi itself. And then you looked in the Frankel where they brought all the manuscript stuff, and you could see that the steers in Rashi represented different versions of Rashi, and it was very complicated to unravel all of the versions. So Rashi went through very many maduras, and therefore that's the simple reason why there could be steers in Rashi. Even within a sugi, you can have steers in Rashi, or lishnachrinas in Rashi, and so on. So that's as far as Rashi is concerned. Taisus is a different issue entirely. Taisus, the issue is that different. Taisus was a collective work, collaborative work, and it was written over many generations, maybe six generations of Balei HaTaisus. So it was collaborative, and the various Balei HaTaisus, they had yeshivas, and the Talmidim would write Taisus, they would write up the Taisus. That's what they did in those days, they wrote Taisus. It says in Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, there was in Sefer Hasidim from Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, he talks about somebody who did a chet, and he wanted to know what's the best way to do tshuva, and he had some, and he says, well, he should just write taisvus. Like, that would be the best tshuva. He should just write taisvus. That was it. They wrote taisvus. They wrote up the shakla v'tahir that was circulating in the Beis Medrash. And the taisvus went to various maduras, different Batei Medrash, and as in each door. So there were certain famous maduras of taisvus. There's a Tosfos Harash from the Rashmi Shams. Okay, it was from the Beis Medrash of the Rashmi Shams. There's a Tosfos Harosh, which is mostly based off of the Tosfos of the Rash Mishans. The Rash Mishans is an early version of Tosfos. And the Tosfos Harosh, who, even though the Rosh lived much later, but it was based on the Tosfos Harash. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres, the Tosfos Tuch. There's many different versions of Tosfos. In any given Masechta, the printers, when they printed Shas, they printed the version of Tosfos and that Masechta that they had available. So different Masechtas have different versions of Tosfos. You can have one Masechta with Tosfos Tuch, another Masechta with Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres, a third Masechta where it's Tosfos Harash. And there's other versions of Tosfos. So that's why you could have, that's why the Tosfos in a different Masechtas, they could be very different. So from one Masechta to another, it's hard to ask a Stira and Tosfos, unless you know or have reason to believe that both of these Tosfos are not Tosfos Tuch, or both of these Tosfos are Tosfos Rabbeinu Peres. So that's hard to know. I mean, the Chaykrim, the people who study these things, they have lists. You can look there are lists. You look in Orbach's book in Balei HaTosfos and others. They have lists of Masechta, which version of Tosfos they think it is. So I suppose if you have that in front of you, you could maybe ask Steers from Tosfos from one Masechta to another. I'm not sure that that's even the case even then. But it's very clear. Very often you have two Tosfos in, and it's clear these are parallel Tosfos in. It's the same. You know, you see the same Balei HaTosfos appearing, and yet there are subtle nuances of difference. Why? Because they're not coming from the same, they weren't written by the same hand. They were different people. Even when it's from the same Beis Medrash, it could be that it was from a different hand. So therefore you have all kinds of nuances. Within one Masechta, so then Bibshutai, you could ask a steer from one Taisa to another. And nonetheless, even in one Masechta, the fact is I have encountered from time to time cases where it was pretty clear to me that the different Dibriya Taisas were different. This is the Ri and this is the Rabbeinu Tam. It's very clear that this in Chulinsman we had, Chulinsman wasn't so long ago. In Chulinsman we had that there were Tosfos in it was clear that we was negated to I don't understand Chatich and Nas Nevela. And there were clear steers and Tosfos, but it was clear if you chesmed it out, it was clear that it had to do with a machlekes Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. And some of the Tosfos reflected the view of the Ri, and some of the Tosfos reflected the view of Rabbeinu Tam. So that means there were Tosfos that came from the Beis Medrash of the Ri. There were Tosfos that came from the Beis Medrash of Rabbeinu Tam, and somehow they got both of them found their way into the Tosfos. So you can have that too. But the presumption nonetheless is that within one Masechta, Stira and Tosfos is a Stira. I mean, that's something you need to address. And maybe you have no choice but to say these two Tosfos don't stim, but we would like them to stim. From one Masechta to another, we know it's clear that the Tosfos don't have to correlate. Okay, fine. That's it. That's it. I really didn't forgot all about this. Let's try with the Bitmoji, so I don't even know myself. I don't know. Yeah, okay. So let's go back to Rabbi Kreger's Kash. So what's Rabbi Kreger's Kash? Let's start with the Gemara of Daf and Aleph. The way Tosfos reads the Gemara of Daf and Aleph. So the Gemara of Daf and Aleph asks, Mishnah says, L'fichoch, Nofal HaKosel, HaMokam HaVanu Shoshneim. The Gemara asks, Pshita. Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. And this far Rashi also agrees, that the Gemara is asking, why do I need the L'fichoch? What do I need the Anansadi for? Only because there's an Ansadi, because there's an Ansadi that they built it together, that's why in Nofal HaMokam HaVanu Shoshneim. It's Pshita, even without the Anansadi, even if there was no Anansadi, even if it had really been a Sofik, the Mokam HaVanu would be Shoshneim anyway, Misafik. Because Safik is Yachlaiku. The din of a Safik is Yachlaiku. Yeah, but Maimar Muskar, parenthetically, we say, why not call Dolan Gvar? If it's a Safik, maybe that's the Kiddush. If it would have been a Safik, maybe it would have been called Dolan Gvar. So that's the Kiddush, why I needed an Ansadi. The answer is Taisa holds it's a Dorad and Mamayna. By a Dorad and Mamayna, you don't say called Dolan Gvar. Taisa anyway holds it that Kaisa was a Dorad and Mamayna. That even while the Kaisa was standing, it was already a Safik. And we know from the Gemara Laman, hey, by a Dorad and Mamayna, you don't say called Dolan Gvar. Maybe it has a name of Eichsin, by Eichsin, you don't say called Dolan Gvar. Akapanim, also Sikhil Mekam Milsa, that's another reason. Sikhil Mekam Milsa. By Ikhil Mekam Milsa, you don't say called Dolan No, forget it. You do say kol dolgra. If that's not an answer. But mistama, the answer for Taisus that is a dor d'mai. Okay, anyway, that's parenthetic. So anyway, so the Gemara says, pshita, obviously, of course it's yachleiku. It's a suffix. It should be yachleiku. Even if it was a suffix. What if the command li anan tzadi in the lefitchach, even if it was a suffix, it would be yachleiku. Taisus adds that the Gemara's kasha pshita is, even if it fell into one guy's reshus, even if it fell, as we're always instantiating, it fell into Shimon's reshus, it would still be yachleiku, because it's tzvisalach shneil and a suffix. That's Taisus, you say. Tzvisalach shneil and a suffix. So the Gemara answered lechich v'nafel l'shus of the chad minayil. So Taisus learns pshat in Gemara's teretz is that it's still not a case where it was nafel l'shus of the shimin and it was shor harbe. And since it was shor harbe, says Rabbi Kirei, says Taisus, so he could tain a lekuch. That's even the emes that he could tain a lekuch. So since he could tain a lekuch, maybe he could tain a banisi migad a lekuch. Mash melon the anan sadi in the lefichach that he could still tain a lekuch. Because no one on Saturday against Lakuch, but he can't tie in a Benisi Miga to Lakuch because it's a Miga Mokamein. So McCrager asked, what does Taisus have to say that he can tie in a Lakuch? And since he can tie in a Lakuch, he can tie in a Benisi Miga to Lakuch. Taisus say, Poshut. Why can he tie in a Lakuch? Because he has a raya from the fact that it was Shoharbe. So he can tie in a Benisi Mikhail the raya that it was Shoharbe. Why do you have to make it so complicated with the Miga? Okay, remains with Kash. Rabbi Kreger seems to have understood that Shor Harbe is a raya. So therefore Rabbi Kreger asks, the same way you could tie in a lakuch with the raya of Shor Harbe, so you should be able to tie in a benisi straight with the raya of Shor Harbe without the midah. The truth is, and I think it's a pellet thing on Rabbi Kreger, the Lashon of the Gemara is not the way. Because the Lashon of the Gemara is, Leitzicha, the Nofel is just a dechame nail. Mal de teim levi yidah chameitz mechaveri olav haraya. Mashmalon. Before the Gemara, that even in the case of Shor Harbe, the way he would have won by Shor Harbe, not for the Nansari and Lufikha, but if it had been a Sofik, the way he would have won by Shor Harbe is with chameitz mechaveri olav haraya. If Shor Harbe is a raya, then I don't need to. Then why do I have to come out the Hamaytzim Mechaver Olav Raya? Hamaytzim Mechaver Olav Raya, I mean, is something you say by a Sofik. By a Sofik, the Muksuk wins because Hamaytzim Mechaver Olav Raya. The burden of Raya is on the other guy. So even though I don't have a Raya, but I don't need a Raya because I'm the Muksuk. The other guy's the one who needs the Raya. That's what Hamaytzim Mechaver Olav Raya means. So if the Gemara says the words Hamaytzim Mechaver Olav Raya, it sounds like it's a Sofik. So how can Rabbi Kreger understood that Shor Harbe, the reason why you win by Shor Harbe is because Shor Harbe is a Raya. So then you don't need Hamaytzim Mechaveri Olav Raya. Right? Hamaytzim Mechaveri Olav Raya means Reuben has to bring the Raya. Shimon doesn't need a Raya. That's not the pshat. Shor Harbe Shimon has a Raya. It was Shor Harbe. The Chayyur, the Lashon Gemara, is a big siyua to Rav Naftali's vort. Rav Naftali said, Rav Naftali doesn't point this out in the Gemara. But Rav Naftali says, just to answer Rabbi Kreger's kasha, Rav Naftali said he is saying that Shor Harbe is like Chazoka kol mashtachas yadodim harei u'shaloi. And the Chazoka kol mashtachas yadodim harei u'shaloi is not really a proof, not really a raya, it's not really a birur. It just makes sveikus. It's what he calls a koyach hatayna. Koyach hatayna means it makes enough ground that you have that you can make a claim. It's ma'ir esofik. But at the end of the day, you win with hamaytzim mechaver olav haraya. And with that, Rav Naftali answers Rabbi Kreger's kasha. So at the end of the day, you have to come on to Hamaytzim Mechaveri Olav Haraya. So Lakuch, you can taina, because for Lakuch, the taina of Lakuch, you're a muchsuk. But for the taina of Banisi, you can't say Hamaytzim Mechaveri Olav Haraya, because for the taina of Banisi, it's a tvisa lachas nailin a sofik. Clapping the taina of Banisi, the sofik was there before you became a muchsuk. So that muchsuk doesn't count. That's how Rav Naftali answers Rabbi Kreger's kasha. But from the Lashon Gemara itself, the Gemara itself says taka, that Shor Harbe works with Hamaytzim Mechaveri Olav Haraya. It's a tremendous siyua to Rav Naftali's work. Who's Rav Naftali Trump? I don't know who Rav Naftali Trump was. It's just a guy to know a little bit. But the Chofetz Chaim had a yeshiva in Radin. So the Yeshiva and Rabban originally, Chavetz Chaim was the old style of learning, like Balazan Shat. The Yeshiva in Radnin was Rav Lendinsky, Rav Moshe Lendinsky. It was a tremendous baki. Whenever when the Chavetz Chaim wrote his Mishnah Berurah, when he needed bakias and shilas and shubas, he would ask Rav Moshe Lendinsky. But then the Chavetz Chaim saw that the new generation of Yeshiva Bachrim, they're attracted to the new lumbus, to Rav Chaim's lumbus. So he wanted to bring it to the Yeshiva, it's a famous lumbus. Because the Bachrim were getting swept away into the currents of the Ruach HaZman. What kept Bachrim attached was the newfangled lumbus. So he brought in Rav Naftali Trop. Rav Naftali Trop was a famous lumbus. Naftali Trop was a Shiva. Was from that point on was there a Shiva in the Chafetz Chaim's Shiva in Rabban? Chafetz Chaim wasn't a Shiva. Chafetz Chaim was just under his apotropos. Yeah.
Even if the title is Nikachtia, isn't it a speech of Lashon
Sotik? No, because it's new Sotik. Look, because it's Shaharbe is Ma'ir Sotik. Shahabi is Ma'ir Sofik. That's the whole body of Shahabi. It gives him a Kayah Chatayim. It's Ma'ir Sofik. It's Ma'ir Nusof. You know, it's Ma'ir. The Shahabi is, Rav Naftali says, it's suspicious. The Shahabi is suspicious. So until it was Shahabi, it certainly never dawned on us to say, look, that he brought the Avonah. Because why should we say he bought the Avonim? There's no evidence that he bought the Avonim. You can't just, something pulls into your shoes, you can't just say you bought it. That's Gedrus. That's the new Gedrus. If we know how it, we'll talk about this more later, but that's always the rule is if something, we have metaltal in Yerushus, so ordinarily, Chazokul Mashtach Hazyodere Yerushalay. But if we know how it got into Yerushus, because it was Gedrus, for example, it's a sheep, we know how it got, or at least we know how it might have gotten into Yerushus. The fact that it's in your backyard doesn't mean anything. The sheep wanted it in. So then you don't become a muksik. You can't tie a lakachti. Because there's no grounds to tie a lakachti. We have a vadi bailim in the Murakama. And the fact that the sheep happens to be by you is not my any sfeikus. So there's no reason to think that you bought it. So you can't tie it. So there's no much mechra elevai. The hamachi mechra elevai is the Murakama. The Murakama is the guy who's the muksik. There's no mokum sofa to think anything changed. But here by Shah Harbe, so by when you have a Kaisel, we don't know who built the Kaisel. But when the Kaisel fell into one guy's Yeshua, as far as that Suffolk's concerned, nothing changed. So there's no evidence that the Suffolk's changed. Elamai, you want to become Sama Muksuk from Mitzim Kherel of Rai, that's Tisalach Snailin Asaf. But then it was Shah Harbe, now we have something more to the Suffolk. We added something more to the Suffolk. Besides the original Suffolk, now we have grounds to think that it really belongs to him. So there's like, if it's a raya that it really belongs to him. So if it would be a raya gemura, like Rabbi Kreger thought, so then you could use the raya gemura for whatever you want. You could use the raya gemura that it really belongs to you, the taina banisi, lakakli, that I won in the lottery, whatever it is. You have a raya that it's yours. How it became yours, you don't have to explain. But that Rav Naftali says, no, it's not a raya gemura. It's just a grounds to think that it became yours, but it's a new grounds to think that it's yours. It's a grounds to think that it's probably yours, but it's a new, or like, or possibly yours. But it's a new grounds to think that it's possibly yours. But it's only a suffix. It's a new reason to have a suffix. But you still have to come on tamaytzi mechaber levaraya. So it depends what you're tining. If you're tining banisi, so you are, if your taina is supported by the suffix of Shaharbi, supported by the evidence of Shaharbi, your taina is banisi, but at the end of the day, you still have to come on tamaytzi mechaber levaraya. And tamaytzi mechaber levaraya you don't have. Because you only became a muksik after the suffix was noiled, and a muksik after the suffix was noiled, it doesn't count. But if you taina based on the same evidence of Shaharbi, or this reason to have a suffix of Shaharbi, you claim that I bought it. So that's not a problem with Fisalach Shaharbi, a suffix. That you could use Hamad Sim Chaber Levaraya. You know, as we have a new suffix, the Shaharbi makes sfeikus. It makes it's Ma'ir sfeikus. It's Ma'ir, the old suffix who built it. But that suffix we had from before, we don't really need the Shaharbi to have that suffix. We had the suffix from the get-go. And Tisa doesn't help with that. But since there's new reason to have a suffix, we're not just wondering who built the wall. We have now we can contain other study of suffix. The Maisa the Shaharbi, it sounds like at least it's more as fake as that it is. Now we can start to think about maybe he bought the wall later. So for that suffix, already I'm going to say, that kind from Rav Naftali. However, yesterday I pointed out that I think there's a problem with Rav Naftali's approach. Because the way Rav Naftali works it is he connects Shor HaRbi to Chazaka Kol Mashatachas Yadon Lamariyo Shalai. He said that what Shor HaRbi gives me is that now that it's Shor HaRbi and there's no longer a Shutfun Lekapti Adodi, we get out of the Shutfun Lekapti Adodi issue because Chilayim Liyakbid. So it becomes a Chazaka Kol Mashatachas Yadon Lamariyo Shalai. And Rav Naftali says this is a global word. It's not only over here by Shor HaRbi, but in general, the Chazaka, like I'm told, he's very ambitious. He's next, it's not only Shor HaRbi, the whole idea of Chazaka called Mashatach HaZodom, Areel Shaloi, that we have all over Shas, that's also only a Koyach HaTayna, something that's Ma'iris Fekis. But it still needs to come out to Amaitzim Chaveria Olo of Haraya. So he's saying a very global word, and he uses it to explain the Taisus by Lechotzif and Daflam Gimel and Beis. He's using it for big things. That's difficult. Because I guess if Chazaka Kol Mashatachas Yodom Hareu Shaloi is also only a Koyachatayin and something that's Ma'iris Fekis, but you're really still only winning with Hamaitzim Mechaber of Araya, then how come Tfisa doesn't help by a Naska? What is a Naska? It's Chazaka Kol Mashatachas Yodom Hareu Shaloi, like Kaisis is in Lamed Gidei Dam, Dal and Beis, Kol Dovah Shubi Adodom, Yesh Lanu Kilonu Yodom Shu Shaloi. If that's also only a Koyachatayna, but really have to come on to Hamaitzim Mechaber of Araya, which is what Naftali claims, then at the end of the day, it's Hamaitzim Mechaber of Araya. From Hamaitzim Mechaber of Araya, Tfisa helps with that. Tfisa with time is Vade, is Maitzim from Hamaitzim Mechaber of Araya. And that's the whole point of Taisus and Lama Dalam and Beis, to explain why Tfisa doesn't help by a Naska. Because it's not a mere Hamaitzim Mechaber of Araya. Then you could go back and forth. By a Naska, it's called Dovah Shubi Adonim Yesh Akiluanu Yoidim Shushaloi. That way, it's a Yedia. It's not a Suffolk with Hamaitzim Mechaber of Araya. So how you see, not like Rav Naftali, the general din of Chazaka called Mashatachas Yodom Areyu Shaloi is not a mere suffix, and then it's built on top of a Maitzim Mechaveru L'Varaya. No, it's a svara in and of itself that it called Dovah Shubi Adodom Kilu Anu Yodim, or like Losna Taisus Rosh Yestonu Lachshiv Shu Shaloi. It's, we could call it a birur. Maybe we don't want to call it a birur because if the Navi Hudus Kasha, we can call it a, that we're not Ma'iris Fekis. We just assume that if we see it be Adodim and we don't know otherwise, we assume that it's Shaloi, like we imagine it from our Baiser. But our Kapanim, it's not a suffix. It's a Yadir. It's Kilo Anu Yadim. And it has nothing to do with Hamaitzim Mechavel of Raya. Again, if Naska was built on Hamaitzim Mechavel of Raya, then you could be Typhus from the Naska, from the Bala Naska. You see, it's not built on Hamaitzim Mechavel of Raya. It's a Yadir. Kilo Anu Yadim, like Tysa says. And that's why Tysa doesn't help. So it's clear that the din in general of Chazok Kol Mashatachas Yodom Areyu Shaloi is not a mere suffix, but it's a Yediyah Vados. And we also saw this in the Ramban, and where was the Ramban? About, you know, the Malva and the Leiva, and the Malva goes in Suvas Yitesed, where the Malva goes to collect from the Leiva, and he goes into the Leiva's house, and he wants to take the Leiva's computer, and the Leiva says, no, I borrowed it, it's not mine, it's a Wayu computer. So the Ramban says, you're not Neman, Kodova should be Adolim, because Chazokah, Kamash, Techaz Yodai, Reyu Shalai. That has nothing to do with Maitzi Mechaber Levaraya. On the contrary, we're using it to be Maitzi from the Leiva. That's a Yediyah Vadois. So therefore, that part of Ram Naftali is very difficult to accept. But I think we can go with Rav Naftali, we can use Rav Naftali's Mahalach, but in a more pared down form. And we could say, yes, Chazaka Kol Mashatachas Yodai Areyu Shaloi, that's the Yediyah Vadois. Kol Tovah Shubi Adodom, Yesh Lanu Lachshiv Shu Shaloi. But that's not relevant over here, because that's only this din of Chazaka Kol Mashatachas Yodom, Gadonu Areyu Shaloi, that's where we don't know how he got it. Guy's holding something, he has a Naska, we don't know how he got the Naska, we assume that it is legitimately. But in a case where we know how it was Eich Bola Yodai, in a case where we know how he got the Naska, then we don't say Chazaka Kol Mashatachas Yodom Hareyu Shaloi. For example, by Gaidus. By Gaidus, we don't say Chazaka Kol Mashatachas Yodom Hareyu Shaloi. Why? Because the whole presumption that if you're holding a Naska, it must be yours, that's where we have no idea how you got the Naska. So we assume you got it legitimately. We don't assume that you're a Goslin or that you borrowed it. We presume that you got it legitimately. But here, the sheep wandered into my backyard. We know how the sheep got here, or at least we have a very likely it got here, because it wandered in. So that doesn't create a chazaka kol mashatachas yodom areyu shaloi. That's the davar poshut that chayin will speak out. But when we know heich bolu yodom, you don't say there's no chazaka kol mashatachas yodom areyu shaloi. So here, the Kaisel, we know how it came into Shimon's Rishus, because we saw it fell into Shimon's Rishus. So the chazaka kol mashatachas yodam arev shaloy over here is altogether not relevant. The kaisel, as far as that goes, the kaisel is like gaidrus. The kaisel in the hemshach compares it to gaidrus. We know ech bolo yodam. So the chazaka, the general chazaka of kol mashatachas yodam arev shaloy is bechlal not relevant to the case of kaisel. Are you saying a new thing? That Shah, that a new svar of Shah Harbi. Shah Harbi doesn't make it into a case of Chazaka Komashta Chazodom Yeshulai. Shah Harbi is a new svar. The fact that it was Shah Harbi makes me think that it's his. The other guy knows, Reuben knows about it, and he didn't say anything, and it was Shah Harbi. So that makes me think that it's his. That's not the Chazaka, the general. It's very different. The regular chazokah is because I have no idea how he got it. So why should I have sveikis? I just assume that it's his legitimately. That we don't have over here. We saw it fall into his shoes. It's like gaidrus. So we're saying now psanusvar. That why was it after 6 months we say that after six months we shaharbe it shows that it's Shimon's. So here we could say that's not a raya. Even by Shoah Harbe, it doesn't show Bivada that it's Shimon's. It's just Ma'ir HaSofik. It's Ma'ir HaSofik that maybe it's Shimon's. But you still have to come out. Tamitzim Chayrel Averai. And I think we could say, we could be masculine in a few ways. First of all, we could say, it's just not such a strong ride. Maybe Shoah Harbe is not such a strong ride. Yeah, by Karka, we have a concept. By Karka, we have Gimel Shonim, Svidu Lenicho. So that's already a riot. But first of all, that's Gimel Shonim, and that's tied up with the fact that after 3 years he throws out the star. So why did he wait till he threw out the star? And that's all kinds of reasons why that might be. It might be different. Here, it's not Gimel Shonim, and there's no star. Shaharbe. So Shaharbe, maybe altogether, Le Shemano, that Shaharbe is a Raya Gmur. Taisus, the Gemara is the Mashmah, it's not a Raya Gmur. It's only a Mitzvah Mechavel of a Raya. Shaharbe is Meir Sveikus. In other words, until it was Shaharbe, I have no sekis. What do you mean? Why should I think that he bought it? It's like Gaidrus. Gaidrus, we don't say that he bought it. Because Mecha takes that he bought it. We don't know what it was originally. We don't know if it was a Kaishal Shutfin, not a Kaishal Shutfin. That's our original Sufik. But that Tfisa doesn't help. Tfisa lachs no yelena Sufik. Why not have a new Sufik? Maybe he bought it. Mecha takes it. Why should we hear a new sekis that maybe he bought it? That's exactly like Gaidrus. A sheep wanders into my backyard. We don't all of a sudden think maybe you bought it. Why should I think that? There's no reason to think that. So normally a kaisel falls into my rishus. It's not Moira's fake, it's maybe I bought the avon. But by Shoharbe is a little bit mudna, it's a little bit strange. So Shoharbe, it's already not the regular scenario. So Shoharbe makes me think, you know what, maybe something happened. Maybe Takai bought the avon. Even if we were shutfin, but why was it Shoharbe by me? So maybe I bought the avon. That's number one. Oh, give me a second. That's number one. That's just one, just a simple reason why Shoharbe maybe is only a stuff. Because maybe it's only a suffix. Maybe it's not so strong. It only makes a suffix. And it could be another reason why Shoharbe is only a suffix. Because really, there's a svar shuptin shuptin lekapti adadi. Shuptin lekapti adadi. So shuptin lekapti adadi. Maybe the shia is not a proof of anything. Tosfos really is meir shuptin lekapti adadi. Maybe shuptin lekapti adadi. That's why it was shah. So Tosfos Bam is asking, what happened to shuptin lekapti adadi? Tosfos says bechila olam layakvid. But maybe the chilalumi layakvid doesn't mean that there's a certain period of time after which everybody is makvid. Maybe that's not true. Everybody's different. The chilalum layakvid means that eventually everybody's makvid. But you know, one guy could be a captain kishamai and he's makvid after 6 months. Another guy maybe he's a sablin kihilil and he's makvid after 6 years. Maybe there's another guy's makvid only after 60 years. There's no fixed time. Tosis is saying, but when you reach the point of Shaharbe, it's already a suffix. Maybe this guy is no longer a shutman. He's no longer a shutman who's not makbid. Maybe he's already makbid. It's already enough to make sveikas. Shaharbe, you're in the realm when many people start to be makbid. I don't know if this guy was makbid. This shutman might be a very long-suffering shutman. Maybe he's still not makbid. But I'm already in the territory where some shutman start to be makbid. Maybe many shutman start to be makbid. It's Shaharbe. So when you're in the realm of the period of time when many shutfin start to be makbid, that's already a Meir Sofik. And now there's a Mokum Sofik to say that you should be able to tie that maybe Lakahti, maybe he was Lakah Savanu. Or maybe he built the wall too, but for that, again, for that, it's not going to help. But he's tying that he bought the Avonim. there's a mokum suffix, then maybe there's something going on. So it's not a raya. Again, we're stressing, it's not a raya. Gemara is it's mukhag in the gemara, it's not a raya. But it's enough that then I can say, I'm a mechaber of a raya. And melis, when you should Rabbi Kvegas Kasha, al derech anantoli. Because since at the end of the day, you have to command on Moitzim Mechaber Elav Araya. So if you want to tie in a Banisi, you can't use Moitzim Mechaber Elav Araya because that's a Tfis Lach Shnei Lera Sofik. You can only use the Mechsofkos for the tie of Lakakti because that's a Tfis that's Shnei Lera Sofik Bishosof. That's a Sofik rather than Shnei Lera Sofik Bishosof. I think that's the Mahalach, that's the Emes Mahalach in Tosfos. I think there's a number of revachim here. Just in the words of, in the simple reading of Tosfos. Now let's just read through the. I'm not going to read it inside, but you could follow along inside. Let's go through the Tosfos. Tosfos says nearly that when the Gemara asks Pshita, Tosfos the Bnei Harakash. What do I need a lefichah in the Inan Sade? They're chaylik misafik anyway. And even if it falls into one guy's Rishus, even if it fell into Shimon's Rishus, it's fisa l'achshon eilat asafik. So who needs the lefichah in the Inan Sade? So Taisa says near Lari that that's talking the Gemara's kasha pshita. When the Gemara is pshita, that's exactly what the Gemara meant. Who needs the anansadi and the lefichoch? They should be chaylik misafik, even if it fell into one guy's rishus. Answers Taisa. The Gemara answers lechicha the shah habi pirish. I'm sorry. The Gemara says lechicha the nafal rishus of the chad minayil. And Taisa says, what does that mean? Nafal rishus of the chad minayil. It means shah habi. And since it's shah habi, now you can tie in a lakachti. And mele, once you can tie in a lakachti, you can tie in a banisi migud a lakachti. At this point, Tosfos doesn't really explain what shah habi does. There's very little hasbar. He doesn't mention anything about shufun lakachti adodi. Like, there's very little hasbar in Tosfos. Later on, I guess the shufun gets. Right now, when Tosfos is saying the main word, Pshat in the Gemara, Leitzicha the Nofel Shus of the Chaymenei or Pirish v'Shah Harbe, and that's why you get Tainu Lakachti. Tosfos doesn't really explain what's the machinery over here. What does Shah Harbe do? I think Rav Naftali understood what Shah Harbe does is it takes off the Shut from the Kapti Adodi, and when you take off the Shut from the Kapti Adodi, then you become a Chazok Kol Mashat Tachas Yodam Areil Shalom. Very sosim and Tosfos. Tosfos didn't say any of that. He didn't mention yet Shut from the Kapti Adodi. Later on, he asked it as a kasha, but right now in the Hasbar of the Gemara, it doesn't say anything but Shut from the Kapti Adodi. I think the way I'm reading, Tosfos is very simple. Shah Habi, just Balabatish. At this point, at least it's Balabatish. Shah Habi just means it's strange. Why was it Shah Habi? If it was Shah Mat, it's not strange. But Shah Habi is strange. Nothing to do with Shutfin Lakapti Adodi. Maybe it's nothing to do, maybe it has nothing to do, even if they're not Shutfin. Even if they wouldn't be Shutfin, maybe to be into the fact that if it fell into my, let's say your Kaisel fell into my Rishus. Stop a regular. Your Kaisel fell into my Rishus. And I claim now that I bought it. That I bought the Avonu. Let's say a case like that. We know that we do a documented, the Kaisel belongs to you. Belongs to Reuben. It fell into Shimon's Rishus. So, and Shimon Tainas, I bought the Avon. So we could also say, Tosfos, I think Tosfos in such a case would also say, at this point at least, Tosfos would say the same thing. If it was Shomat, he would lose. Shimon would lose. Because it's Gaidrus. That's Gaidrus. It fell into my Rishus. So what if it fell into my Rishus? We know how it, we know Echbol Yodi, there's no Chazal Kukul Mashtach, the other Rishus. Reuben's the Marakama. Reuben has a wall, he's the Marakama. It fell into Shimon's Rishus. Scornished. It's nothing. That's mamish gaidrus. So Shimon would not be able to. There'd be no suffix even. It wouldn't even be a suffix. There's a vada marakama, and there's no reason to think that anything changed. But if it was shah harbe, it's taisin mechadish by shah harbe already. I think that something changed. The fact that it was shah harbe makes me think that something changed. That it makes me think that maybe it makes people think that maybe I did buy the avonim because it's a strange scenario. Why? Mele fell into my rishus and Reuben, you know, till he got his, you know, he was busy at work and everything. Till he got around to taking his avonim back, it took a while. But shah harbe, 6 months later, the avonim is still there. That makes me think that maybe Taka Reuben sold me the avonim. Not for sure, not a raya, but it's enough that I can now say it's mechaber lo raya. At this point, it has nothing to do with shutfuli kapti adodi. just a word in Shor HaMi. You could ask, why by Gaidus don't you say Shor HaMi? Why doesn't Shor HaMi work by Gaidus? In Chanami, they're just going to ask the kasha later on. Yeah.
Isn't
Shor HaMi
only strange if we assume that they would be mocked?
Most people are makbid. Shutfin are not less makbid than most people. Shutfin are not makbid. Most people are makbid. So in Chanami, that's why it's strange. It's strange. Reuben's wall fell into my Shema Irish shoes. He should be makbid to take the wall to have on the back. But a little while is not so terrible. But Shor HaMi is already strange. That's the basic terms of places. It has nothing to do at this point with Shutfin Lekapti Adodi. It has nothing to do with Chazdok or Kalmash Tachas the other way of Shaloi. Except in the negative sense that since it's here, it's Gaidus, you know how it fell, so there's no Chazoka called Mashtachas Yodam Yerushalayim. But Shor HaMi, Taisa says, Shor HaMi is Ma'ariv Saints. So and maybe you could win with Hamaitzim Chavir all over, right? If you tiny, you bought the Avonim, you could win. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Now Taisa says, Akash. One second. There's a Gemara in Perek HaBayis Valiyo. It says, Shutfin Lekapti Adodi. So where did that go? Well, what do you do with that? How come? Well, what does it help Shor HaMi? But Shutfin Lekapti Adodi. What is Shor HaMi? He should be makabit. But Shutfin Lekapti Adodi. Poshib Shat and Taisus Kasha is since Shutfin Lekapti Adodi. So Reuven is not makabit. So there's no evidence. The fact that Shor HaMi is not Moiris Vegas. That's his Kasha Taisus. So I asked yesterday, I saw Rav Nochum ask the Kasha. He says, it doesn't say that in Abayis Valiyah. Abayis, the Gemara in Perek Abayis Valiyah is not talking about the Raya from Reuben's, whether the Raya, the Gemara there in Abayis Valiyah is not talking about Raya's Bechal. So we have Avonim from the Abayis Valiyah fell down. The Avonim fell into one guy's Shush, so they were Mephaim into one guy's Shush. And the next morning he wants to move with Amayis Mechavarel of a Raya. And the Gemara says, no, you don't move with Hamaitzim Mechaver El Avaraya because Shutfin Lekapti Adodi. We're talking there about Hamaitzim Mechaver El Avaraya. So what does Shutfin Lekapti Adodi have to do with anything? So Rashi over there explains. It means that Shimon is mashal his karka to Reuben to leave his avonim. So it takes off Hamaitzim Mechaver El Avaraya because Reuben is mashal lemokum. What does it have to do with over here? Over here you're winning with the raya from Reuben's lack of hakbalah. So who says, so Taisus Kash Lachar is, the lack of Akbar is not a proof because Reuven's not makbet. It doesn't say that in Abayis Valiyah. It says in Abayis Valiyah that Shimon's not makbet to give his karka over to be mashal his karka to Reuven. It doesn't say in Abayis Valiyah that Reuven's not makbet to leave his avonim by Shimon. Maybe it follows, but it doesn't say that in Abayis Valiyah. So what does Taisus want? We saw Rav Shmuel says, it's haka two shutum lekapti adodis. There's the shutum lekapti adodi that Shimon's mashal mokim, that takes off a mitzvah mechaver el avaraya. And then there's a different shutum lekapti adodi that Reuven's not makbet to leave his avonim by Shimon, and that takes off the raya of kol mashal tachas yodim. Was there Rav Shmuel's right? But Rav Nochum asks, but it doesn't say that in Abayis Valiyah. How did Taisus points to Abayis Valiyah? What's in Abayis Valiyah? It's that's a different shutum lekapti adodi. The teretz is, in the Chanami, that's not what Taisus means. Taisus means what it says in Abayis Valiyah. That Bashutun Lekapti Adodi, Reuven is, Shimon is Mashal Mokim, and there's no Hamaitzim Mechaver El Avaraya. And if there's no Hamaitzim Mechaver El Avaraya, Shor HaMi might still be Modna, might still be strange, and Shor HaMi might still be Ma'iris Sveikus. But it's only Sveikus at the end of the day, Shimon is still coming to win with Hamaitzim Mechaver El Avaraya. That's Mefurish L'Gemar and Dabdalad. It's mukhuch in the Gemara and Dav Dalet that all the Shor HaMis in the world are just going to give you a suffix, a koyach hataino. But at the end of the day, you have to come out to Hamaitzim Mechaver El Avaraya. It's only a suffix. You're winning with Hamaitzim Mechaver El Avaraya. Why is it Hamaitzim Mechaver El Avaraya? It says in Abayis Valiyah that Shimon is Mashal Mokum. So it's not an Izrish Shishbacha. That Taisus answers by Shor HaMi already the Izbach. Or at least he might be makbid, and he might be makbid is good enough to be a muksuk, because a suffix muksuk is also a muksuk, especially in the karki or marakama, like Shmuel pointed out. I think that's a glat of pshatim taisus. We had so far, we're going through a lot of different pshatim and taisus. Rabbi Kreger understood taisus that Shor HaMi is a raya. The Gemara is pshatim, the Gemara in the Dav Dalet is Shor HaMi is a raya, winning with the raya. That's very bizarre. The Gemara is a fair, the Gemara is a raya. Rav Naftali said it's a fancy pshat that Shah Harbe takes off the shutun lekapli adodi, and once you take off the shutun lekapli adodi, now chazaka kol mashin tachas yodam areu shaloi. And chazaka kol tamachas yodam areu shaloi itself is only a koyach atayne, but you still have to come out to hamaytzim mechaver levaya. A lot of moving pieces. That's a very difficult shot because that's chazaka. First of all, chazaka kol mashin tachas yodam gan shas is not a suffix. It's yesh lanu lachshu. It's mukhuk from the din of Naskel. And then also Lefiram Naftali's, well, right. So that's a difficult shot. I'm saying now Pshat and yesterday I told you Pshat from Avizer that when it's Shah Harbe, so it becomes like Chazok Tachas Yodoy that Yeslan Ulachshiv, but that Yeslan Ulachshiv is only if you don't have a pre-existing suffix. It's also common. It's also against the Gemara in that valley. Gemara in that valley says I might say right. It's talks up Avizer's Pshat. The way I'm suggesting now, I think it's a simple shot. It's very glatt in Tosis. Tosis is saying, Shah Harbe, the first thing Tosis says is, L'tshicha, the Nohul Shusha B'chayim Anayil, it means Shah Harbe. Shah Harbe, what Shah Harbe does is that it's strange. It's Ma'iris Seikas, it's a question mark. It makes a question mark. Why was it Shah Harbe? This has nothing to do with Shutun L'Kapti Adadi. Even if it would be regular neighbors, and Reuben's wall fell into Shimon's Rishus. And again, and we have to stress, there's no chazok kol mashutachas yodei areyu shalei over here, because it's a case of, it's basically gaiters. I know how the wall fell over. So the chazok that you normally have of kol mashutachas yodei areyu shalei, that you have by a nasko, that's not relevant to our sugya. Even Rav Naftali brought it in, but it doesn't belong, because that's a chazok that's limited to cases where I don't know ech bo liyodei. The guy has a naska. I have no idea how he got the naska. So yesh lanu lira shu shaloi. Or shnayim lechsim betalis. I have no idea how they got the talis, where they got the talis. So yesh lanu lachshuv that belongs to both of them. That's the chazaka kol mashin tachas yodam areyu shaloi. That's not the case over here. You know, we know how the cloud of Kaisel fell into his rishus. It fell into his rishus. That's how it got there. It's exactly like Gaidrus. The chazaka kol mashin tachas yodam areyu shaloi, it's a red herring. It has nothing to do with our sugya at all. This is a sugya where that doesn't apply. So, the stam is a suffix. Who built the wall? If for that time, some chareli all right doesn't help because he's lacking the so. So Taisa says. Fumar answers. It was not for the shusha dechay benay of a shah harbe. What shah harbe does is it makes question marks. Why was it shah harbe? Why was Reuben leaving his avonim in Shimon's rishos? That allows Shimon to taina a new taina. Lakachti. Without those question marks, Shimon can never make such a taina because it's not even a suffix. Lakachti was never a suffix. We had a suffix who built the wall, but we never had a suffix who bought the avonim. Why would we have a suffix who bought the avonim? Mechatesis, it's like having a suffix. You can't just make up say like you say that by just like by gaiters. You can't say I bought the gaiters. Why would I have you need a makom suffix to have a taina? But here I have a makom suffix because all of a sudden this question mark shah harbe makes question marks. What's going on? Why was it shah harbe? That allows you to taina now a new taina lakachti. For the taina lakachti, you can move with the mitzvah chirel levaray because that's already a tefisa. That's not a tefisa lachshon el lasof. That's how Taisus explains the Gemara in Daf Dalet. It's very geshmak in the lashon of Taisus. That's why Taisus doesn't explain the shah harbe. He doesn't bring in shah harbe, and therefore should like it's shah harbe is self-explanatory. Shah harbe is modna. Shah harbe is strange. It makes question marks. It makes sfeikas that allows him to taina lakachti. Once he taina lakachti, hametzim chirel levaray. Because it's a new suffix with a new and therefore there's a tefisa. It's another suffix bishus. And if you can tie the lakachti, then you can tie the benisi migad the lakachti, and that's pshat in the Gemara. So that's why I would have thought without the lificha from the Aran Sade that you can tie the lakachti and maybe tie the benisi migad the lakachti. Kamash malon there's a migad in Aran Sade, so even though you could still tie the lakachti, but benisi you can't tie it because it's a migad malkamen. That's the end of the pshat in the Gemara in Daf Dalet. Then Tais says a new kasha. One second, you tell him at the end of the day how are you winning with hametzim mecheir el araya. At the end of the day, the Gemara says beferish in the valid that you win with hametzim mecheir el araya. In fact, Tais says what hametzim mecheir el araya. So the Gemara in Abayis Valiya says that Shimon is mashal mokim. So the Gemara says beferish in Abayis Valiya. There's no hametzim mecheir el araya by Shutvin because Shimon the balakarka is mashal is mokim to the balhavon. So it's not called that it's in the rishus of the balakarka b'chal. So you may have question marks. But question, you can have all the question marks in the world. It would still be chalkim. You need amaytzim chaver levaraya. Amaytzim chaver levaraya. What do you mean? Shutun lekapi adod. It's exactly the same as the Gemara in Abaye Israelia. It's the same kind of case of Abaye Israelia, which should from the Kapti Adodi undermine Tamaytzin Chaver all over right. I just answer Shah Harbi. That Shah Harbi takes care of that too. Now, a new idea. That Shah Harbi takes care of that too. That the Shutfun Lekapti Adodi is only after Shah Harbi, we don't say any more Shutfun Lekapti Adodi, or at least it's a suffix of Shutfun Lekapti Adodi at this point. Maybe he's already not Makbid. And Mimela, the Balakarka, I don't know if he's Mashal Mokim, but then he's the Marakama and it's his Kaka. And if it's his Kaka, it's his Rishus. If it's his Rishus, I'm Lezim Chaver all over right. Then finally, places he has some Gaidras. Why is it different than Gaidras? What's Taisus Kasha from Gaidras? Why by Gaidras does Shah Harbi? That's his Kasha certainly starts. Why by Gaidras does Shah Harbi not work? So Rabbi Traeger would probably understand Taisus to be asking if Shah Harbi is a Raya, so why doesn't that Raya work by Gaidras? I'm learning Shah Harbi is not a riot. Shah Harbi just makes question marks, and then you zayich with hamaytzin chaver al riot. But it's still a good question. Taisus is asking why by gaidus we say by gaidus you cannot tain al kachti. Why can't you tain al kachti by gaidus? Because there's no suffik. There's no mokum suffik. You can only tain al kachti when there's a mokum suffik. And here there's no mokum suffik. It's like a naska. It's this guy's sheep, and I grabbed his sheep, or the sheep wandered into my backyard. There's no mokum suffik. I can't tain al kachti. That's the din of gaidus. But if it's Shah Harbi, then already there should be question marks. And if there's question marks, then I might say chaver al riot. Taisus answers no, because the question marks are only where the Baal Avonim knows where his Avonim are. So then there's a question mark. Why did he leave it here for so long? But in the case of the Gaidras, little Bo Peep, she lost her sheep. What do you want? There's no, she doesn't know where they are. So there's no suffix. It doesn't even make any question marks. So then there's no question marks. There's no suffix. So there's no lakach. I think that's sound tests. So now, Haroya Yira, we're getting the big thing, Pshat and Taisus. I think it's Emes of Pshat and Taisus. It's very buttressed by the Gemara in Daftal, the Lashon Gemara, Maitz Mechayel of Araya. But Haroya Yira, that we also lost something. We lost Rav Shmuel. Remember, Maram had a stira in Taisus. Maram, that Taisus at the beginning, when he talked about Dikko, and it was not Lushus of the Chad, and the Gemara says that he's not, implies in Daftalin Amud Beis that he's not a Muksuk when he does not become a Muksuk when it falls into one Kesher Shus. And Taisus asked, why not? And Taisus had to be Machadish Nu Yesoy, Tisu Achas and Oilet Asofik. The Mashah, the Maram, they ask, what do you mean? He's not a Muksuk, a Shutun Lekapi Adodi. Who needs Tisu Achas and Oilet Asofik? Maybe there's no such idea, maybe there's no such Yesoy. But you're not a Muksuk because it's Shutun Lekapi Adodi. So they were mechad. So said the Maram, it must be the Taisus holds that since it's a suffix, if he's a shutfin, azenu donim. So a suffix shutfin lekapti adodi is not enough to break hamaytzim chaver al harayah. Now we come to the end of Taisus, and Taisus is talking about Shah Harbi, and by Shah Harbi, you win. If not for the Nansari, by Shah Harbi you would win because it's a. And Taisus says, one second, what happened to shutfin lekapti adodi? He says the answer. What's Taisus Kasha? Shutfin lekapti adodi. He's not. They're not vade shutfin. Alzano donim. So suffix shutfin. Didn't Taisus imply before that by suffix shutfin you don't say shutfin lekapti adodi? So Shmuel said a beautiful teretz that before Taisus told me that Maitzim Chaver al Haraya. That's the chazok of. That's just the chazok of Maitzim Chaver al Haraya. There's no Shor Harbe. Just by the bikkur, dalin on a base fell into one guy's shoes. And the Gemara implies that he does not become a musik. There's no Maitzim Chaver al Haraya. So they were talking about a shutfin lekapti adori to break hamaytzim chaver levaraya. So there a suffix shutfin lekapti adori does not break hamaytzim chaver levaraya because even a suffix muksik is a muksik. It can't be maytzim even from a suffix muksik, especially if he's a marakama. But here we're talking about shaharbe. Shaharbe is a raya midlo yikbid. So shaharbe. So Tais has a very good question. But maybe the shutfin. And if the shutfin he's not machbir, so maybe you don't have a raya, and a suffolk raya is not a raya. That was beautiful. up till today, when we thought if that would be beautiful, if Shah Harbi talking is working as a raya. But now it emerges that Shah Harbi is not a raya at all. Shah Harbi makes question marks, and at the end of the day, you're winning with a Meitzim Mechavel of a raya. And that's Tosfos Kasha about the and that's Tosfos Yes Shutul Kapti Adodi. What's the Kasha? Shutul Kapti Adodi. So Shutul Kapti Adodi. We don't have the Shutul. Now Zan Adonim. So it's exactly the same as the beginning of Tosfos. It's the same Shutul Kapti Adodi. It's the beginning of Tosfos. So how come at the beginning of Tosfos, Tosfos thinks that Sofik Shutfin is not a problem, and here at the end of Tosfos, all of a sudden Sofik Shutfin is a problem? It's hard to, I don't feel I'm swallowing the whole cheshbon exactly, but it's, we lost the distinction. We lost the chiluk. The whole chiluk was based on the fact that he's mechalak between, it's just like there's two kinds of chazokas. There's chamotzim chayav raya, and then there's a chazok of raya. There's the chazok of chamotzim chayav raya, and then there's the chazok of shaharbi, which is like, komashtach zioli reshaloi, I think of Shmuel's buying into it. It's the chazok of raya. So just like there's two kinds of chazok, there's two kinds of shutfin lekapte adodi. There's the shutfin lekapte adodi that Shimon is mashul, the balakark is mashul mokum to the balavonim that breaks hamotzim mechel of araya. And then there's the other shutfin lekapte adodi that the balavonim is not makbet to leave his avonim by the balakark. And that breaks the raya of Shah Harbet. So based on that, Shmuel is making a distinction that for the first shutfin lekapti adodi, you need a vada shutfin. Because if only a suffix shutfin, it can't break hamotzi mechel v'raya. Because even if it's a suffix muchzik, a suffix muchzik is also a muchzik. But but to break the raya of chazok k'mashtach zioli rei shaloi, the raya of shaharbe, for that it's not enough to have for that even a suffix shutfis could break the raya, because a suffix shutfis makes it a suffix raya, and a suffix raya is not a raya. That was a Shmuel's word. But again, it only works if you buy into Shoharbi being a raya. I think it's Muchud Gemara in that valid that Shoharbi is not a raya, it's just Ma'ir Sekis. You win with a Meitzim Chevel of a raya. So then it's exactly the same as the beginning of Tosfos. So with Shmuel, we don't have any. So then we're back to the steer of the Maram. So I think the answer is going to have to be, afterwards I saw Rav Nochum says the Teretz. It's a very posh Teretz. The difference between the beginning of Tosfos and the end of Tosfos is what, not as a Shaharbi, not Shaharbi. The difference in the beginning of Tosfos and the end of Tosfos is, what is he timing? What's his timing? In the beginning of Tosfos, when we saw him in the morning of Dalam Abayz by the Bikkur, you have a Kaisel in a Bikkur, there's no Anansari, there's no Kaisel in a Bikkur, fellow. So the Gemara says, Lo yasa chazes, lo yasa chazes, who needs a chazes? It's going to be a chazes, even if it fell over. So Tosfos over there, Tosfos. And Tosfos says, why not? He's a muksuk. So that's the focal point. That's where we're holding in Tosfos. Tosfos answers in Tfis Lachas Neila Sofik. And the Maram asked, who needs Tfis Lachas Neila Sofik? Why didn't Tosfos just say, you're not a muksuk because Shutum Lekapti Adon? In that case, what's his taina? When the Kaisel falls over into his Rishus and he's coming with the taina, what is his taina? Banisi or Lakakhti? Avadat Tain is Banisi. He can't Tain Lakakhti. There's no Mokum Sofik. It's like Gaidris. You can't just say Lakakhti, I bought the sheep. Mechatesa. Why would we think that you bought the sheep? You have a wall, it fell over. We're talking a minute later. The wall fell over. It's not Sharbi. We're only getting a taste. The wall fell over. There's no Mokum to say Lakakhti. There's not even a Sofik Lakakhti. You could tie a Banisi, because Banisi, we really have a Sofik. We talk, I don't know who built the wall. So your tie over there is Banisi. I built the wall by myself. So there, the Maram is 100% right. Shutfin lekapti adodi is irrelevant. Because Shutfin lekapti adodi, what do you mean? He says they were not Shutfin. His tie is they were never Shutfin. And he's a muksuk. So you want to say maybe they were shutfin and he's not a muksuk? Sofik muksuk is a muksuk. We'll still say that. A sofik muksuk is also a muksuk. Again, especially if you're a Marakama. So you know you have a sofik, it was mashal mokum. He's still a muksuk. A sofik muksuk is a muksuk. And B, if you have a sofik schiris, it goes to the Marakama. So in the case over there, the Maram is correct. You need a milsi di'adiyah b'shutfin. So if you don't know if the shutfin or not, And the guy is tiny Benisi. So he denies that they were Shutfim. He says he's a Muchsim. And he has a claim of Benisi. So that's it. End of the story. He wins. That's Taisus Kasha. So why doesn't he win? Taisus has to say, New Yisoid. He's Lach Shmeh Lenasov. Now we're talking later on. We're at the end of Taisus. Talking about the Gemara and Abdallah and Abbas. The Kaisel fell over. Benisi, you can't tie now because Taisus already establishes the Taisus Lach Shmeh Lenasov. But since it fell over and it was Shahar Beis, and now there's new Svekas, new question marks, so maybe you could tie in a Lakachti. We're talking here about a time of Lakachti. And then Taisus adds, once you say Lakachti, you say Benisi Mikadu Lakachti. But your primary time over here is Lakachti. Since it's Shahar Beis, now there's new Svekas. When the world just fell over, you can't say Lakachti. There's no Suffolk. There's no Mokum Suffolk. But Shahar Beis makes, Shahar Beis generates question marks. Now all of a sudden you could tie in a, maybe I bought the Avon, Shahar Beis, it's so strange. Maybe I bought the Avon. So therefore, it says the Gemara, Shoharbe, you could tie in a Lakach. Ask Taisfis, one second, maybe there's Shutfin. And Shutfin Lakapti Adodi. So the question was, but it's only a maybe. And maybe he doesn't take, a maybe, how can a maybe break the Muxokas? How much of a Raya is even a Sophic Mux? The answer is, but what's his Taina? His Taina is Lakachti. With a Taina Benisi, he'll lose, because that's a Tvis Lachshon of a Sophic. He can only win with a tain of Lakachti. But if he says Lakachti, then he himself is made that they were Shutfin. Lidvarov, they were Shutfin. So then he's not a Muxuk. How can he win? It was Kilo, we say to him, you want to claim Lakachti? If you would have claimed Banisi, so then you were talking never Shutfin, then there would be no problem Shutfin Lakachti Adodi. But you would lose for a different reason, because Tvis Lachshon of a Sophic. But now you want to, so that you can't do it. Benisi, that's not going to work for you. Last few slacks, right? Let us off. But now you have a new claim. Lakachti, I bought the Avonim. It means I bought the Avonim from the Shutfis. You're not claiming Benisi. You're saying, no, Le Benisi, Ava Lakachti. Lidvarecha, and but that's only a suffix, it's only a question mark. You have to win with the Muxokas. But Lidvarecha, you're not a Muxa, because Lidvarecha, it was a Shutfis, and Shutfin, Lakapti Adodi. So Mela, you can't win. You can't Manashuk. You can't win. You can't win with Banisi because that's Tvis Lachshon and a Suffolk. You want to win with Lakachti? You don't have a raya that's Lakachti. It's just a Suffolk, and you want to win with a Maitzim Mechaver of a raya. A Maitzim Mechaver of a raya, but by Shutfin there is no Maitzim Mechaver of a raya because Shutfin Lakapta Dodi the Mashul Mokim. So of course it's only a Suffolk. We don't know for sure that they were Shutfin, but your whole time is Lakachti. So Lafi, your time they were Shutfin. So if they were Shutfin, then you're not a Muxuk. So how can you win with Lakachti and a Muxokus? The Lakachti is a steer to the Muxokus. If it's Lakachti, you're not a Muxuk. If you're a Muxuk, it wasn't Lakachti. So how can you tell me that I was Lakachti and I should win with a Maisim Mechareel of Arai? That's this discussion. He's supposed to answer. Somebody asked me an interesting question. If you don't follow, it's not the end of the world, but it's just an interesting question. You know, what are we saying now? Let's just situate ourselves where we are in Taisus. Taisus is saying, Pshat and Mordav Dalid. The Mishnah is talking about a case of Shahar. So therefore, had it not been for the Anan Sadi, had it been a Suffolk, I would have said, Shimon wins. Because since it's Shahar Bay, so this works the way we're explaining to it. Since it's Sharhabe, so that makes question marks. That allows him to time a Lakachti, gives him an ability to time a Lakachti. And Lakachti, with Lakachti, he could win because Hamaitzim Mechaver of a Raya. He has a plausible Taina. It's question marks. He might be right. Maybe it's Lakachti after all Sharhabe. And he's a Muxuk. And it's not a Tfisalach, it's a Neulad HaSofik. Because this new Sofik of Lakachti is Neulad HaSofik B'Shusay. So therefore, he could tie in a Lakachti, and then he could tie in a Benisi Migadu Lakachti. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, but hold on, no, there's an Ansadi. We know for a fact that they built the wall. Since we know for a fact that they built the wall together, so Lakachti could still tie in it, because it's still mother that it was Shahar Bey, And that's certainly Moira's Sveikas, and he could tie it that he's a Muxuk and that he bought the, but he can't tie in a Banisi Migdal Kafti because Migdal Mokamed. That's where we're holding it. Back. Then Taisus has a question. He says, one second. Should from the Kafti Adoni? Taisus answers Shaharbi is different. But Taisus has a question. Should from the Kafti Adoni? Hilo Taisus is trying to undermine the taina of lakachti. The taina of lakachti is based on the fact you're taining lakachti, but you still have to win with hamaytzim mecher l'ray. The maysis is not that out of the fairish. You still need the hamaytzim mecher l'ray. Lakachti is only a suffix. At the end of the day, you need hamaytzim mecher l'ray. But since they were originally shutfin, l'dvarecha, they were originally shutfin, shutfin lakachti. So shutfin, there's no muksakas by shutfin. The mashal mokim, there's no muksakas by shutfin. That's Taisus' gash. And again, Taisus' answer showed that. By Shahaba, you lose the Shutfun the Kapti Adodi. But the Taisus' question was Shutfun the Kapti Adodi should undermine this taina of Lakachti. And again, the way we're explaining, because Litvarecho, they were Shutfun. Why can't he taina? Okay, so I understand that he can't taina Banisi, because that's a Tvisal Achshon Elul HaSafek. That was our original Safek. The Suffolk was before he ever became a Muxuk, so what does it help with Taina Banisi? It's a Suffolk, fine. Very nice that it's a Suffolk. But your Tfisa is too late. So it was really a Chleiku, Liafsid Achid Chleiku. So you can't Taina Banisi, you're going to lose. Lakachti, Taisa says, Taisa says, Gemara says Lakachti would win, but Taisa is asking, you should lose by Lakachti too, because it's a Shutfun Lakachti Adodi. You're claiming you bought the Avonim, but from whom did you buy the Avonim? You bought the Avonim from the Shutfis. So then you're not a Muxuk, so you don't win with the Kachta either. That's Taisus' question. You can't win with Manisi, you can't win with the Kachta. Chayra is a third option. The third option is to Taina. Shimon talking. For Shimon to Taina, Reuben built the Kaisel, but I bought the Avonim from Reuben. Here you don't have the problem of Tvisalach and Eilat HaSafik, because it's a time of Lakachti, it's a new Safik, since it's Shahabi, it's my new Sfekis, it's a new time of Lakachti, a new Safik of Lakachti. You don't have the problem of Shutfin Lakachti Adodi, because Litvarov, they were never Shutfin. Yeah, especially the way Rav Nochum is explaining that the whole Shutfin Lakachti Adodi, Safik Shutfin Lakachti Adodi is not enough. We saw in the beginning of Taisus, Safik Shutfin Lakachti Adodi, so what? So you're a Safik Musik, Safik Musik is also a Musik. The time of Shutfin Lakachti Adodi is Litvarecho, you're coming from a Shut. You bought it from a shutuf. Shutuf from Kapti Adodi. But the Chari does have a good taina. He could taina, Reuven built the Kaisel. I bought the Avonim after with Shahabi. I bought the Shahabi shows that I bought the Avonim from Shimon. That the Chari is a good taina. And once he could taina that, he should be able to taina everything else with Amigot. Once he has one good taina, then the other taina is also good because Amigot. So what's Taisus' problem of Shutuf from Kapti Adodi? Why didn't Taisus answer? Yeah, Nechanami, Shutfin Lakapti Adodi. If he tainas, I bought it from the Shutfis. So that's not that, then he'll lose because Shutfin Lakapti Adodi. But he has a different answer. He could taina, I bought it from Reuben. Reuben built it and I bought it from Reuben. Why didn't Taisus say that? So I thought the answer is this. Because it comes out now that the only winning taina that Shimon can get away with. The only winning taina that Shimon has is that Reuben built the kaisel, and I bought the avonim from Reuben. So it's like a double. There's two. He has to make two assumptions. He has to have two things: that Reuben built the kaisel, and that I bought the avonim. And then, since there's a question mark, he might be right. Then we'll say I might see Mechaber all over right. So his taina is based on two sfeikas regarding both of which he's making a claim. First of all, we have a suffolk who built the kaisel. His claim is Reuben built the kaisel. Then we have a suffolk, maybe bought the avonim. It's Shaharbi, that makes new question marks. So his claim is that I Shimon bought the avonim. So he has to make you cannot make a claim out of whole cloth without a suffolk. That's that we know by goodness. You can't just make tainas where there's no mokum suffolk. You have to have a mokum suffolk in order to make a claim. So his claim is that Reuben built the wall and I bought the avonim. That's based on two sveikas. The suffolk that we don't know who built the wall and the suffolk that we don't know if he bought the Avonim, because Shaharbi, maybe he bought the Avonim. So he's making a claim vis-a-vis both of those fakers. Now he wants to go with the Maitzim Mechaber El Haraya. But we have a rule that a Maitzim Mechaber El Haraya only works for new fakers, not for old fakers, because for old fakers, it's Tfisa Lachash and Eilat HaSafik. So maybe we could say, just like Tfisa doesn't work Lachash and Eilat HaSafik, Tfisa doesn't work Lachash and Eilat Mitzis Min HaSafik. Meaning, the original Safik who built the wall, for that Tfisa is not going to help. Muksoka is not going to help, because that's a Safik that existed by Yud Shah Kaisel Kayim. So any Muksokas that you have cannot inform that Safik, because that Safik existed before the Muksokas. So the Muksokas can't say, you want to win. It's everything's a Safik. You want to win with your Muksokas. The Muksokas should be Machriya the Safik. So I mean, it's just, the Muksokas should be Machriya the Safik. Well, the Muchzokas can be Machriya, the Safik maybe of Lakakhti, but it can't be Machriya, the Safik of Banisi, because the Safik of Banisi was there before they ever became Muchzokas. So the Muchzokas, the part of the Safik, that's going to remain a Safik, even if you're a Muchzok later. You can't sway that Safik. That Safik remains. But that you have no Muchzokas. So now what do you want to find? You want to find it, but I bought the Avonim. But buying the Avonim, you can't tell I bought the Avonim, because if you bought the Avonim, that should fully cap the Adori. The Virech should fully cap the Adori. You're not a Mutzik clap of the claim. So you want to make a more complicated claim that I bought the Avonim not from the Shutfus. I bought the Avonim from Reuben, who built the wall. So that means, you want to win with the Muchzokas. So you want the Muchzokas to tell me that Reuben built the Kaisel and you bought the Avonim. The Muchzokas can maybe say that you bought the Avonim, but the Muchzokas can't say that Reuben built the wall, because the Suffolk where the Reuben built the wall was there before you ever became a Muslim. That's Tfisa L'Achash and Eilat HaSafik. So just like Tfisa L'Achash and Eilat HaSafik doesn't work, so Tfisa L'Achash and Eilat Mixis Min HaSafik doesn't work. So therefore, it's still going to be a Safik who built the wall. And for that, there's no Muxokas. And once it's a Safik who built the wall, then maybe they built the wall with Shutfis. And if they built the wall with Shutfis, then you can't tell that you bought the Avonah, because Shutfis kept the Adodi, Lidvarecha, you're not a Muxok. So therefore, there's no way that he's a muksa klapi. All of the scenarios are not a muksa. He's not a muksa klapi the taina of Banisi because he's actually not a sofik. He's not a sofik klapi the taina of lakachti because mimanashach. If lakachti means lakachti min hashutfis, you're not a muksa because shutfis lakachti adodi. And if lakachti means that I bought the avonim from Reuben who built the wall, in that you're also not a muksa because your muksokas can't say that Reuben built the wall. That's he's actually not a sofik. Not a Muslim, but if you have a taste for these things, it's very nice, I think. Okay, fine. That's as far as Tosfos. I guess that's as far as I'm going to go in Tosfos. I do want to talk about the riff and the Rosh and Dabdala and Medal. I guess we could wait till we get to Dabdala and Medal, but I think that will be by the time we get to Dabdala and Medal, we're not going to be holding in the Inyanim Shut from the Kapdei Adari Soil. So let's do it. Let's talk about it now. I want to talk, there's a rift. There's a rift. The rift and the Gemara of Lechicha, I Gemara, why are we talking about Dabdala and Amidalev? Lechicha, the Nofel, the Shusha, the Chaim, and the rift says, Shamin and Miocha, the Shutfel, the Kapti, Adod. So that's the rift that needs a Hezbollah all together. In Taisus, we had Shutfel, the Kapti, Adod bouncing around in the Sugya. But in Taisus, Shutfel, the Kapti, Adod is something that makes problems in the Sugya. Taisus, the Sugya, if there will be no such thing as Shutfel, the Kapti, Adod, Taisus, as far as Taisus is concerned, the Gemara will be much better. It was Shah Harbe, and Itain is Lakachti, and Ikitain of Anisi, and Migadu Lakachti, and therefore I need an Ansari that it's a Migamur Kamedim. The Gemara will be great. Taisus has a problem in the Gemara. One second, we have another Gemara, Shutfel, the Kapti, Adod. How does that work? So Tais has to like get it out. He has to get the Shutfel the Kapti Adodi out of the Gemara by saying, this Gemara Shaharbe, that Shutfel the Kapti Adodi doesn't apply. So in Tais, Shutfel the Kapti Adodi is something that makes problems in the Gemara, and Tais has to vacuum it out of the sugya for the sugya to work. The Rif is just the opposite. He looks at the sugya and says, this sugya says that Shutfel the Kapti Adodi. So first of all, we just have to know Pashup Shat, work through what's Pashup Shat in the Rif. How do the Rif understand the Gemara? That the Gemara itself is saying Shutfel HaKapti Adod. That's question number one. Question number two, the Rif says Shamin HaMehocha, the Shutfel HaKapti Adod. It's a strange lesson. Shamin HaMehocha, it's a perish Gemara, and a bias value. So that needs to be worked through. Take a look at the Rambam also. And I forget where the Rambam is, but it's the end of Perek Beis. Maybe Halach Yud Ches. The Rambam brings this Gemara about Nevelet Yichud, the Nevelet Shus, the Chaim and Ayel. The Rambam is in the Shita Serif. It's pretty clear. The Rambam goes in the Shita Serif. So that's I want to work that through. And then I want to go back. Hold your horses. I want to go back to the Rambam about Dino. And Aaron, I promised that after we do Tais Lefichach, I'll tell you of Aaron's bombshell about the Gino. So, after my Dalem, all about Gino. But I want to just finish up that. And I think that'll be best. You know, I hope we'll get all that done tomorrow. And then we'll go by, then we'll go to the Gemara. We'll continue with the Gemara.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harry.
The one that the Nachshavah Chet uses a rabbit one. So Tosha's is passion is, let's say there were no Gino, let's say we didn't have the Chazaka, and the first one would be Chesha Chutza, so then you'd ruin with the Chazaka.
One second, is this recording? Yeah.